Good day, my name is Michelle, and welcome to Nova's Business Report on the Market Watch. With me today, I've got Robert McGregor from Ceres. I'm always grateful, Robert, that you're willing to talk to me. Let's talk midterm budget. So that was now announced last week, and you guys have brought out a report, and they say that revenue is down, expenses flat. And then finance charges as a percentage is then obviously also impacted because that is expressed as a percentage of revenue. So let's start off with the reason. Why is the revenue going down?
Yes. So the budget tabled last week had a few worrying figures. I think from our view, we're a bit more worried than what sort of came through in the budget speech itself. We're a little bit more worried about the outlook and similar. I think from the revenue perspective, I think it's a variety of factors. I think the one is that they've been forecasting incredibly strong revenue growth over the last few years, and it's difficult to keep that up. So the last few years, we've had some easy wins, the economy coming out of COVID, commodity prices moving in our favor, as well as, I think, sort of efficiency gains with NAMRA becoming operationalized. But you can't keep those same efficiency gains up forever, right? Eventually, you start becoming a bit less efficient. You've gone over the low-hanging fruit. That's fine. You can't see the same level of growth. So I think that's part of it. The other part of that is I think the underlying economy is starting to wobble a little bit, and that might also be impacting to some extent on the domestic revenues. SACU, I think from a trade perspective, is struggling a bit, although that, you know, we know those numbers beforehand and we saw that big revenue cut at the start of the year. And then also I think maybe it's sort of the impact of a more efficient tax administration system. But something that was noted as well is that there are more VAT refunds than expected. And I think, you know, if you speak to many businesses, that's a very big challenge as they struggle to get their VAT refunds. But if that doesn't improve, you'd expect to see a bit more outflows there because a lot of businesses are owed tax on a net basis.
A lot of businesses are being owed. So that will at least help with cash flow in the real economy with those refunds. So that's good news. Tell us quickly about the expenses. What do you think about the level of flat, you know, having expenses flat? Is that realistic?
So, I mean, for this year, not impossible, but the worry for me, quite honestly, is this expectation that in nominal terms, so in current prices, that expenditure is going to remain largely unchanged over the next, say, 3 or 4 years. That we've seen that sort of forecasting in the past. It's been very difficult to achieve. You know, maybe it's this effort to say sort of, you know, we're going to try and cap our expenditure. We're not going to be able to provide wage adjustments or similar. But quite frankly, I don't think it's realistic. It's difficult to square it with sort of, you know, the implementation plan from SWAPO NDP6, which is reliant on a lot of state-driven expenditure and investment, even though we see, again, a reduction in the development budget. And I mean, we got away from sort of 2017 up until around 2021, 2022 with no wage adjustments. We saw, you know, over the last year or so, the government was hiring quite a bit again. They've now brought that to a halt. But it's difficult to see us go through another 4 years of no increase in the civil service and no real wage adjustments coming through. So quite frankly, I don't think the expenditure forecasts are realistic, and we don't have a breakdown of where the expenditure is going in the outlook, sort of the projections. Those figures have not been made available in these documents this time.
Is it? So that's quite unusual, eh, for them to not release any detail on the expenses.
Yes, normally you've got a bit of detail on sort of which vote is spending how much over the next few years, how much they're spending on wages, what they're spending on development, what the projects are going to be, but we don't have clarity on that. Nothing that's different from the main budget.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to finance charges and debt servicing cost. Are we seeing that coming down now that the euro bond is going to be repaid, or that has just been replaced by other debt? So we don't really see finance charges coming down.
So the expectation in the forecast is that interest payments or finance charges should start coming down from next year, partly because of the reduction in foreign interest payments, so the euro bond. But on the other hand, we've also been issuing a lot of domestic debt. And, you know, depending on when we issue it, it's relatively expensive, and we tend to issue quite a lot. The worry for me is that, you know, given the sort of negative adjustments on the revenue side, which I think are a bit more realistic, the over-optimistic expenditure forecasts
to my mind, will result in larger than anticipated deficits. And we're going to have to finance those deficits with issuing debt. That debt is going to result in additional interest charges. So, you know, if at the moment we're issuing debt relatively cheaply, thanks to the South African government bond yield curve doing very well. But if that reverses course and we keep issuing debt the way we are, those finance charges are going to increase quite dramatically. And if we don't have an uptick in revenue, then as a percent of revenue, we're going to be sitting in that 15 to 20% range, which is quite worrying.
Do they start including revenue from the oil and gas at some point in the future? Are they indicating some inflow at some point?
At this stage, no, and I think it's prudent. You know, we don't know the timing thereof, you know, if and when it will happen, if it is going to happen yet, despite, you know, what everyone's views might be. But I think we haven't seen that come through, which is good. We do see sort of a little bit of over-optimism, I think, on diamond-related revenues over the next few years up until the end of the decade. Maybe a bit more prudent and I guess a bit more conservative on the non-diamond minerals, but we don't see anything on or at least specifically in oil and gas, and I think that's the right way to go.
And at least no new taxes or increased taxes.
Yeah, so we haven't seen any changes to tax policy. Everything seems largely in line with what was announced earlier this year. The obvious changes will be this sort of move to special economic zones from the exclusive processing zones or whatever that we had before, export processing zones, the introduction of the 20% SME tax, which has been long awaited and I think will be quite beneficial. And obviously also this move to 10% dividend withholding tax, and all of that should be coming in early next year.
So those dates are final or not yet?
Not yet. Obviously, the Income Tax Amendment Acts need to go through Parliament. They've indicated that sort of the drafts have been put through. So we're waiting for, you know, waiting to see those being tabled in Parliament before we know when exactly they become effective. Does it become effective the 1st of January next year? Does it get aligned with the fiscal year? We don't know the details yet.
Okay. So, well, we can maybe then hope for March to have a more detailed breakdown of what is envisaged. Rob, thank you very much for talking to me on the budget, and let's see what happens. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.